Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get some information on paddle fishing. Lance Burgos joins us now. And Lance, before we get to that big speckled trout you made me jealous with sending me that picture, tell me about your favorite seafood breakfast item.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I have had, and I'll give Louis in Baton Rouge in college, the seafood and his seafood omelet. He's got crab, shrimp, and crawfish in his omelet, and it was always one of my sinful breakfasts. But I like a good seafood omelet, and I don't know if it's Mike Gallo talking about a cheese and crawfish with eggs. That's awesome. Also on my list. So definitely the shellfish for breakfast.
Yeah, we love talking about fishing as much as we talk about eating here on the show. Well, listen, that 100%. Speckled trout, you sent me a picture of a gorgeous speckled trout you caught, and you said you could have used this one last week during the trout tourney. Give me some details and some intel on that trout. Where was it caught? What'd you use?
Well, you know, I knew the trout tournament was coming up. I took some time to go do a little pre-fishing, and I was down in that Hopedale area, went to the dam. And lo and behold, I was blessed with a 5-plus pound trout on a topwater. Believe it or not, Don,
topwater season
is right around the corner, and it is getting back to wanting to, you know, tear up a topwater, and I've seen it firsthand.
And that's a very popular kayak spot because it's not a long paddle at all from the launch right there, the Hopedale Dam across the Mr. Go, and it's produced not just speckled trout, but it's also very good for some flounder fishing there. Well, Lance, given the weather forecast, the conditions, somebody's got to go out in the kayak today because it's their day, and they're not really too concerned about fishing in a light rain if they're lucky enough to get light rain. Tell them where they might go and what they might try.
Well, I don't know if they can escape to some freshwater opportunities and kind of stay off the coast, but that would be my recommendation. You know, I looked out to the west part of the state this weekend as well. The weather was just it's just tough. It's going to be a tough weekend to get out in the kayak. But, you know, a little bit further north in any freshwater, any bass, any sockeye. I mean, obviously sockeye are biting right now, so you know some of those areas might be my go-to and a plan B or C.
Yeah, you know, Aaron, this week is a feature you're in with us on Bayou Wild TV, where we fished up at Toledo Bend with Bent Rod's Guide Service, and you and I got in the front of that pontoon boat and wore out some white perch or sockeye or crappie, whatever you want to call them, and that could be a good option too if you got some time to run up there. Particularly tomorrow, looks like it's going to be a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, what a trip. You know, not often do you get to catch quality sockeye like you do on a trip like that. And using those electronics and the front-facing sonars, obviously a huge advantage. But since you just mentioned it, you know, in this area, Black Lake is a place that I always have liked to go with my kids, with my wife even. Black Lake is a place I've launched and gone to do some great goggle-eye, sockeye, brim, bass. You know, you can do a lot of that. It'll be a lot more protected of an area on a day like today.
Yeah, I call that relaxing fishing, you know, just kind of getting up underneath the willow trees and the cypress and the gums and flipping up underneath there. Man, what a great way to spend a day. Huh?
Absolutely. Well, Don, I guess I could give you a quick recap. You mentioned the Trout Challenge. You know, congratulations to Robert Burkhart. Robert's a great angler with the Bayou Coast Fishing Club. He took home first place. His total was 96.75 inches, Don. You know, it was a CPR tournament. So, well, a catch photo. You know, you could keep your fish if you desire to, but you submit your fish on a ruler to through Tourney X in the app. And Robert was able to capture his first win on the Bayou Coast Angler Series. And so congratulations to him. And, of course, you know, obviously the GOAT, we all know Steve Lessard. Steve took home mule trout. He picked up a 21-inch trout, which was the big trout of the day. I was with Steve all morning, and, you know, we were working the dam and the backside of the dam pretty good. And, you know, it was a tough day, you know, and that's kind of indicative of what's going on right now in the water. You know, the trout are, just to put it in perspective, Steve and I caught all of our fish on almost six or seven different types of baits, whether we were fishing light, you know, 1/8 inch, 1/16 inch, jigs, jerk baits. I could tell you, Mr. Burkhart, who took first place, he does it again. He mentioned that his topwater bite was not very, you know, not very aggressive, and he was missing a few fish, and he switched to the jerk bait, and he piled up four or five fish and just really did a great job with that. But, you know, we were deep jigging. It was like every time we switched baits, we would pick up another fish or two. So it was definitely a variety of techniques and strategies employed last weekend to try to put together a five fish limit.
Paid off for him. Let me ask you one last question. Did Robert have a motorized vessel or not?
I do not believe Robert has a motorized vessel at this point yet. I'm sure everybody, you know, kind of trending that way, but I know Robert pretty good. I do not know him to use a motorized motor yet.
Well, if you're fishing the Hopedale Dam, it's not a real big advantage if you're just going that short distance, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Robert actually went to the Shell Beach area. You know, I didn't see him at the dam. He mentioned that he had kind of looked around Shell Beach, and you know, I knew the tournament boundaries were St. Bernard Parish. A lot of folks, I guess, aborted their plane to fish Lake Pontchartrain and the Trestles that day. But it was a gorgeous day. I know there were folks at Pips and Hopedale Lagoon. So people all up and down Highway 46 and, you know, using the area and the boundaries that were available to try to go ahead and win that tournament.
Very good. Lance, thanks so much for the update and the report. We'll talk soon. Glad to have you on with us this morning.
Good deal. Thank you, Don. Talk to you soon.
All right. There he goes. Lance Burgess, one of our reporters for the Paddlers Report.